Hi, Scrum Killing here. We're going to go live with UKFC fighter Alex Valiandis. Alex fights on Saturday in Preston. He's fighting Edvinas Januzupakis. Don't know if I've said that right. Alex is currently 4-0 and 3-0 on UKFC. So it's leading up to fight week. It is fight week for him, so we'll see how things are going. And see how training's going and see how his weight and stuff's going. And yeah, we'll talk stuff on the from the weekend. So we'll just wait for him, Alex to come on. What's up, Gareth? Yeah, so while I wait for Alex to come on, go check out Tasteless Tees. They've got some sick new stuff coming. New t-shirts like this ace little logo on it. Not sure if he's got a name yet, but go and check them out. They've got some great deals at the minute. Their tees are £15 at the minute. Check out CBD Life UK and use discount code MONSTARS15 and Ultimate Fighting Outlet and use discount code MONSTARSMMA. So I'm just going to try and add Alex now. Sorry about the technical issues, we're just trying to get Alex on. Alex, for some reason, it's not letting me invite you. Oh, here we go.
It's happening, Emmett.
You okay,
yeah,
mate?
We got there. You all right?
Here we go, finally.
How's it going?
Not bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah.
There goes my 3G and it's 4G. Good?
So,
there we go.
How is everything leading up to fight week?
Perfect, mate. Ready to go now. When I run this morning, it's ready to go Saturday.
Yeah, is everything on track? Weight fine and everything like that?
Yeah, got a couple of kilos to go, but shouldn't be too bad. Just trying to get it as low as possible. So I don't have to cut too much. Ruin the camp.
Yeah. Do you try and do it through camp and get that little bit extra off whilst you're there and then just try and leave it as little as possible for the last couple of days?
I try and leave about two or three. Before, when I, like my first couple of fights, I used to leave about four or five. That was way too much. Because the more you cut, like it gets like, it's like the first kilo and a half will come off easy, but then as it goes on, it'll just get less and less, you know, I come off like slower.
Yeah. And obviously the last little bit's always the hardest to get off.
Yeah, definitely, especially if it won't come off.
Yeah. So, leading up to your fight, are you looked into your opponent at all or anything like that? Or you
just, not much on him, to be honest. So I haven't really been able to look up on him.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you fight these other European fighters and they haven't fought much in the UK. Trying to find stuff on him, obviously, he's only 1-0.
Yeah,
well.
So you can watch it.
You've only got that one fight to look at, really.
Mm.
And if he, if he finished that in the first minute or so of the first round, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Because the fight that I was watching on him, it was already halfway through the fight. So it wasn't like very professionally done, you know, video editing.
Yeah. So, but obviously, you're 4-0, you're 3-0 on UKFC. So The shows in Preston, you're pretty confident on them and comfortable in there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good run show. Well run show.
Yeah, I've not heard anything bad about them, and all the fighters on it have always praised it, of how they do things and everything like that, and how they treat the fighters, which is what you want as an amateur. So when you do decide to go pro, you're getting the best experience of what it's like to go pro.
Yeah, definitely.
So have you got any plans to go pro anytime soon or anything?
You haven't studied me very well. I'm a pro.
Oh.
I'm 4-0 now, professional.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was an
amateur. You wanted to do
one. Sorry. Yeah. That's my bad. I just realised that I've looked at a different picture from the graphics that he sent me.
It's all right, mate.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, don't worry about it.
Obviously, well, that changed that. It was my bad. I've looked completely everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's
all right. You are obviously pro. Do you feel that you're going in the right direction? Obviously, 4-0 as a pro. Do you think it's the right direction that you're going?
Like my last couple of amateur fights were good opponents. Not saying the pro ones weren't, but they're more independent guys, because they have an opponent lined up and then last minute they'd pull out.
I suppose that's hard for you as well. If you get you can't change anything up, or if you focused on one guy for so long and then they get a last minute opponent.
Yeah, and plus you do a full camp and then to fight an independent guy. I respect anyone who steps in the cage, but still, you want to fight someone at your level.
Yeah, and obviously with the independent guys, you can't get much background from them, from promotions and stuff.
Yeah, you can. There's about 30 fights for each one of them up. They all finish in about 30 seconds.
Yeah. And obviously,
if anything, it's more pressure, because you've got to have your A game, because you don't want to get dropped by one of them.
Yeah, especially if they're an independent fighter. If they come from like a background from a set gym or anything like that, you can understand it. Obviously, if it's a decorated gym and stuff like that, it's one of them things. If they're an independent fighter, it's a lot different, really, I suppose, from your side.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, going into it, have you had any issues or anything in fight camp or anything like that? Has it all gone well?
No, it's been a smooth fight camp. I went off the rails a bit for about 4 weeks after Cyprus, because I was supposed to fight on ACB. I'm from Cyprus, and it got cancelled last minute.
Yeah.
So, I went a bit off the rails for about 4 weeks, but then got back to it.
Yeah, have you, obviously, you were going to sign for ACB. Have you heard anything about their promotion or anything like that, or what's happening?
No, I haven't heard back off them since that.
Yeah, because I spoke to Robert Whiteford, a Scottish pro that signed for them as well.
What did he fight on not so long ago? Did he beat that Kane Musa?
Yeah, and they won't release him from his contract. They said they'll release him from his contract for one fight, because next year they're planning on obviously getting it back up and running, which to him is quite shit, because he can't get no promotion will really sign him for one fight, in a sense, and it leaves his contract and his career in a bit of a loophole.
Yeah. No, they do that. They screw you over sometimes, some of these promotions.
Well, I was speaking to someone, and they were saying it's good that they won't go to a certain promotion to sign a multi-fight deal. As much as a multi-fight deal is really good, sometimes, like this situation, it can screw you over, because obviously
if they cancel shows,
you can't fight anywhere else, and obviously it's your job. You don't get paid unless you're fighting, and then you don't want to go out and try and get a full-time job when they might say, all right, well, you've got to fight in 2 months and you have to stop like everything like that. But so, yeah, you've fought 3 times. I've got the right picture now. You fought 3 times on UKFC. How is it?
I've
been told in the videos I've seen, the crowd are up there, and people always praise the crowd, and they always come out in numbers as well.
No, it's a really good show, especially the Guildhalls. Like, that's probably one of the best shows I've ever fought on. Either that or Bolton, when they had it in the Macron.
So, yeah, it's... Are you staying with UKFC? Obviously, they're a great promotion, and they're finding good fights, and they've got good matchups and stuff like that. They seem to be a promotion that's one of the smaller ones, but coming through with some good steam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not the smallest, but it's in the middle. It's not right at the top, but it's one of the ones in the middle.
It's one of the ones to watch out for, and obviously we've seen people like Danny Williams go from them as well to Cage Warriors as well. I'm not saying it's up onto bigger and better things, but it's more of a wider audience for them to go on to, obviously, it being on
Yeah,
BT
it's a good
Sport and
platform. It's a good
yeah,
platform.
and shows in like the Echo and stuff like that. But UKFC will get there, and especially with the fights that they're putting on. I mean, the last one that they had some real good highlight fights, and yeah, it was an all good show, and it's coming through real fast.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'll get tired if you have a nervous as well. I run before and beat my personal best, so not getting much conversation out of me.
So,
Not allowed to train before a fight.
being on a strict diet plan and stuff like that, what's your go-to meal after Saturday night?
I was actually writing it down yesterday, actually, so I get a bit obsessed when it comes to the fight. Honestly, I don't think it's healthy. I have a brown rice spaghetti with some veg, some seeds, and stuff like that. Like, I go plant-based for the fight. Just feel so much better when I'm not digesting meat 24/7. Like, I feel like most people, like, go to like this bodybuilding diet, and it's just so not for athletics.
Yeah, and obviously people will like cut out the carbs and stuff like that,
Yeah,
and
that's to me, like. When it comes to my gym, like, we've completely done it the right way. People that are cutting out carbs and stuff like that is so stupid. I remember for some fights, like, you can barely, you know when it's bad, when you can barely talk fight week. If you can barely talk, you're not going to be able to go and fight 15 minutes. And you
yeah.
get these people that are just eating, like, cut out their carbs completely, and they just look like zombies walking about. You see them at the weigh-ins with their cheeks drawn in.
Yeah, I think it was Yoel Romero.
Don't.
He done it, didn't he? Yoel
Again.
Romero, when he fought Whittaker the last time, like, supposedly he had to get carried off the stage and everything like that, the weigh-in
No, it's
and
just
stuff like that.
ridiculous.
And then his rehydration, he was just like a freak, like, the next day. And everyone's thinking, like, really? Is he on something, or what's he doing to get himself in that state?
It's bad for the sport, all that weight cutting. You've got to think, all these athletes, there's no way they're going to be fighting the way they'd be sparring. Because when they're sparring, they're well hydrated, they're rejuvenated. But then when they go into the fight, they're probably like 70% of the versions of themselves, especially as the fight goes on.
Yeah, and obviously you have to think about it. You wouldn't go into work in your normal day job if you were working in a warehouse and you had to walk about to
Exactly,
someone's house.
but
You wouldn't do
they
it without
expect to go and
eating.
fight 24 hours later.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you wouldn't go into work without eating for 24 hours or on a strict diet or anything like that and still expect to hit the same results at work. So why would
No,
you do it going
exactly. That
into a
that's
more
the thing.
dangerous
Everyone
situation?
says strict diet. When people say yeah, when people say diet, they automatically think suffering. I don't. When I eat my, I like my food. I enjoy it. I feel much
Yes.
fight week. That's the best I ever feel. Whereas most people say if they fight three times a year, then 3 weeks are the worst that they'll possibly feel all year when it should be the best.
Yeah. Obviously, do you say you're a Cypriot? Yeah, from Cyprus.
Cypriot, yeah.
Yeah.
Cypriot,
So
yeah.
you must have
Born here,
some.
but.
I know you like your foods and stuff like that. So you must have some secret
Yeah.
weight loss foods there. From home cooked dinners.
Nah, I don't know how to cook any Cypriot foods. That's all down to my nana, but
Yeah, some
none to lose weight with anyway. Maybe to put it on.
yeah, I know they like their foods and stuff, so
Have
especially
you
pasta
ever
and
been to
things like that.
Cyprus?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. No,
No.
my sister was almost born there.
Oh.
Yeah,
She'd have been.
because well, my dad was in the forces, and
Yeah.
my mum was out on base in
Oh,
Cyprus.
was he in the forces down there, was he?
Yeah, and
Oh,
my mum
okay.
flew back and had her in Scotland in the end, but almost had her in Cyprus.
Is that where you're from, Scotland?
Oh no, I'm English.
English, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, am I right in saying you train with Jordan Baxter? He's just tuned in at IPC
Yeah,
Boxing.
I trained with Jordan Baxter. I've trained with him for, I think he's been at our gym for a couple of years now. It's good to have a
Yeah,
training partner like that.
and I suppose obviously it's good having people around him like that who push you and you push him as well.
Yeah,
And
definitely. I appreciate him. He pushes me.
he's a good fighter that's coming through, and he's a decorated fighter as well. He's got definitely got a big good future ahead of him, and
Yeah, 100%. He should go
training
pro
with people
soon.
like that. And
Yeah,
obviously it's
100%. Lion.
sorry, carry on. I think there's a bit of a delay.
No, just iron sharpens iron. Like, a lot of people from our gym, they're debut fighters. So it's good to have someone who's actually decorated the same as me so we can just go toe to toe together when we're sparring.
Yeah, and I suppose obviously it gives the rest of the guys, like you said, they're debut fighters. So if they see how you're training, and you and Jordan are training, they
Exactly,
kind of
yeah.
know what sort of level that they need to be at to get to where
Yeah.
they want to be in the fight
Brings them
game.
up as well.
Yeah. And obviously, they might bring in fresh new stuff as well if they've done whatever before, because obviously some of them
Yeah,
have different
definitely. You
jiu-jitsu
learn off
backgrounds
everyone.
and stuff like that. It's fresh work, and obviously, if you train with the same people, it can get complacent and it can get boring, it can get repetitive. So it's not doing anything for your game, really.
No, yeah.
Good stuff. So, oh, we've got more
I
here.
was
Let's keep
I was
going.
watching one of your interviews. I was watching one of your interviews. I can't remember who, and you had the same bet as me in Conor submission round two.
I just like the
It
people's
was just the
options.
odds, wasn't it? 66 to 1. But what were we thinking? When I was watching, I was like, as if that was ever going to happen.
Yeah, like I don't think he was himself when he came in, but for the people that he trained with, I mean, Dylan Danis is no joke on the ground. He's a jiu-jitsu black
Oh
belt,
no.
and he's a jiu-jitsu black belt for a reason. And he's training with people like
Yeah, I was
Mr.
watching one of Dylan Danis' interviews, and he was saying he thinks he's just as good as Khabib on the ground. I was like, no, you're not.
No.
As in, like,
And
grappling, maybe submissions, but.
yeah, and obviously he trains with Richie Smullen as well. And if you've ever seen any of Richie Smullen's fights, he's got some nappy
I've
leg
watched it a
locks
bunch.
and heel hooks. So
Yeah.
I thought Khabib likes
Who
to
does he
go.
fight for? Obama?
Richie Smullen, no, he was in last season's Tough, and he hasn't actually announced anything yet. He fought on the finale against Luis Pena,
Okay.
but I'm not sure what's going on with him yet. And obviously Brad Katona, last season's Ultimate Fighter winner, changed to SBG Island as well, and he's a ground fighter as well. So it's the fact for me was that he didn't really have. He's not shabby on the ground,
And
but
plus, there's a lot in a magnitude fight like that. There's a lot of pressure. Literally, anything can happen, couldn't it? Like, you didn't see what was his name, Rose Namajunas, knocking out Joanna Jędrzejczyk first
Yeah,
round, did you?
no, and the thing is, I put it on Twitter. What happens if Conor takes Khabib down or submits him? But also, what happens if Khabib lands that big shot that Conor never does?
That was never gonna happen. Connor was gonna take him down.
Yeah, and everyone was just like, that's never gonna happen, that's never gonna happen.
But
But Khabib landed that big shot.
it's yeah, exactly. You were never expecting that, were you? It's like he would have never expected Conor to take him down.
And I think that's kind of why it played out the way it did, because obviously McGregor's got the stand up down to a T. He's sort of almost pristine in the stand up game. So what he had to work on his ground game, and it's the opposite for Khabib. He had the ground game, he just needed to work on his stand up. And I think he just worked on his stand up better than what McGregor worked on his ground game.
Yeah, I don't think it was so much that. I think he took him down first round to get his legs tired, so he wouldn't be able to throw. But then when it came to the third round, like people were saying, like he knocked him out, but it's not a fresh person, is it?
I think I was actually really impressed with how McGregor's ground game's improved since like the Diaz fight. I mean, Diaz took him down, and so did Chad Mendes, relatively easy. So
Yeah, no, he did well.
for him to be able to cope how he did on the ground with Khabib, easily the best wrestler in the UFC. And for him to deal with it and not panic, and obviously it wait till the fourth round to get submitted, where he was tired, he was fatigued. I think he done extremely well to last that long.
No, yeah, definitely. In the first round, he took no damage, did he? But I don't think Khabib was
No.
even trying to do anything. He was just trying to tire him out.
See, I think
Did
the
you see when he
first
was trying to talk
round.
to Dana?
Yeah. See, I think the first round, Khabib was angry and he wanted to get it
Yeah.
finished. Like, and then obviously after the second round, you could see that he was looking tired. And I watched it with one of my
Yeah.
friends, and he's a McGregor fanboy, and I was like, this guy, I was like, he is tired. I said, and Khabib was angry. I said, because when he came out, he went, when he took that big deep breath, and he was like, how can he be tired? I was like, because he's angry. I said, and when you're angry and you're throwing punches, it's different to when you're nice and calm and you're working on a game plan. I said, it's completely different. I said, he wanted to punish him and beat the shit out of him and finish it quickly. I said, maybe first or second round to prove a point. I said, so he put everything into them 2 rounds and only left a little in the tank.
What did you think of after?
It was just mad. Like, I completely understand why he done it.
It's definitely entertainment, though.
Yeah.
It'll definitely make him money, like say if they had a rematch or anything like that, but it's not good for the sport. So
No.
you've got to think that's got to have their most viewings, probably about 50 million people watching that. 80% new fans. It's
Yeah.
the first time they've ever watched UFC. So they're just going to dub it as that, aren't they?
Yeah. And I seen some numbers earlier. Someone posted it on Facebook that when they'd done the press conference afterwards, on the UFC's YouTube channel, there was 800,000 people just watching the press conference.
Mad,
And
isn't it?
so
I might do it Saturday. Steve would be happy, wouldn't he?
But that's the thing, everyone's saying, oh, he's a dick, he's this, he's that. But throughout the whole press conference and press week and everything like that, he was a complete professional. He tried not to get involved. He didn't let it
exactly
bother him.
So why did he do that after? Like, everyone can make their comment on it because they know what they do in that moment when they're at home sipping tea. But at the end of the day, the pressure these athletes are under after winning that fight as well, you don't know what's going on in his head. You can only speculate.
Especially with McGregor saying the racist stuff they did, bringing in like the Chechen bosses, Putin and everything.
Exactly.
It's disrespecting his own country. And in a sense, Khabib has...
Khabib would have made millions from him hyping up the fight. If Conor had done what Khabib had done, Khabib would have made 300,000-400,000 like he always does.
Yeah.
But Conor hyped up the fight that much. Khabib said nothing. He made him probably like 2-3 million.
Yeah.
I know it's not about money, but at the end of the day, come on.
Yeah, and that's the thing, obviously. I think that's why McGregor done it, because he wanted him to snap during press week and the build up to it. And hopefully.
Yeah. That's what's mad about it. He snapped after the fight.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. I could completely understand with everything that was said during fight week and everything like that and all the build-up and stuff. And the thing that pissed Khabib off the most, I think, was that the bus incident was used in the promo. And he was but now what he doesn't realise is him going mad.
Did you watch Khabib's apology?
Yeah. It's...
When he was saying it. What about Conor nearly killing two people? How did he nearly kill people? If they actually wanted to, think about the bus incident. They would have got the chair, and instead of throwing it at the window, they would have thrown it at the door. Yeah. They could have easily smashed through it. There's about 30 of them. But it was just all promo, wasn't it? He knew exactly what he was doing.
I think it was a bit staged.
It was definitely staged.
And I know someone that wrote an article about it and actually had to pull his article because they were actually going to take legal proceedings on him because he said that it was staged. But if you look at it and watch it properly, and when you see him throw that dolly, you see Artem Lobov's face, and he's like, oh, fuck. Like, he didn't realize he was going to go
took
that
it too far.
he thought, oh, maybe he'll just throw it at the bottom of the bus.
He probably didn't want it to go that far. It just escalated, didn't it?
Yeah. And, like, Artem Lobov's, like, his face is the perfect thing because he's just like, like, this is real now. But
what do you think should happen with Khabib? He should have his belt stripped, shouldn't he?
I think Dana's going to do the right thing and not get involved and not discipline him himself like he did with Conor. He let the police deal with it and the state commission. But I think the difference is with Conor's to Khabib's is there was no fans there. And obviously it couldn't have caused a riot because obviously it was so secluded. Whereas Khabib's, there was kids in the crowd, other fans, and fighters were in the crowd that could have erupted.
It was just unintelligent, wasn't it?
Drunk Irish fans, drunk Russian fans, that whole place could have just went
mad. Not so much about Khabib, what he did, it's everything after it. Because imagine how many fights would have happened on the Strip of Vegas that day, that night.
Exactly. Well, two of his team that jumped Conor McGregor, one of them's actually a UFC fighter.
Yeah, and someone said that Conor hit him first. It's like, no, but you know the vibe that's going on if people are coming at you, regardless of...
And when he done it on the fence, if someone's going to go over the fence to try and jump your team, you're going to defend them. You do it in any other sport. If someone done it while you're playing football...
Yeah,
you're going to go and defend your team. So why not in the fight game? You're going to defend them.
Definitely. Because Conor really wasn't doing anything, was he?
No, he just walked around and he was quite upset about the loss and everything.
In the right moments, he doesn't do the wrong things. Definitely not.
And he's dropped the charges on them guys as well. So
he doesn't want to do it.
For me, he sees it as that's one each for the bus incident now. But what Khabib doesn't realise is he's talking about the bus incident. Why are you not talking about this? Why are you not talking about that? And he's pissed off that the bus incident was used in the promo. But him going mad now is going to be used
The thing is, he's saying that, but it was talked about, wasn't it, the bus incident? It was a massive thing for weeks. And he's like, why is no one talking about that? And he was like, why is everyone talking about this? Because it happened an hour ago.
Yeah.
And he's going on about the bus incident. That was nearly a year ago. Why are people going to be talking about that?
And the thing is, he's pissed off with that. But him going mad now on Saturday night is going to be used in the promo for the rematch. So everything he said at the press conference after... He's going to be like, oh, well, I look like a bit of a dick now. Like, because
he's going mad. What's crazy is that he's nothing. Like, my granddad watching it, and he never watches the UFC. Yeah. So he's just like the average fan, like 80% of the people watching it that night. So he was like, that Russian's crazy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's mad that he'd say that because he's nothing like that. But 80% of the 50 million watching that are all going to think that about Khabib.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, he's nothing like that.
Yeah, and there's a video on social media of him being respectful to other people. Like, so when they go to weigh-ins and stuff, and he gives them that furry hat and stuff like that. And even when he fought Ally Aquinta, he went up to Ally Aquinta and he was like, thank you for taking the fight. I really respect you all this and the other. I respect you even more now because you took it on 24 hours notice, all this and the other. So that's not how he is. So this is what I mean. I can completely understand why he's reacted the way he has, because he's been pushed to like the edge of the cliff, and it's
he had a chance to make McGregor look an idiot. He should just got up, stuck his finger up. That's the end of it. Made him look stupid. But because I wanted McGregor to win, it was like a moral victory after he did that, because it was like, oh, he should get his belt taken off him.
And that's the thing. When he posted that picture saying you might have won the fight, but we've won the war, people are like, yeah, but you got battered for like 25 minutes. And it's like, you don't realise that he's now going to get suspended. He won't be allowed back in America if he has criminal charges. He'll have his visa taken. His whole team are going to have their visas taken off of them. And he's going to lose his purse and his title. So what's the point of being 27-0, being the undisputed, undefeated champion, if you've not
just
got the belt?
Yeah, you could have... Yeah, it was just stupid. He could have made McGregor look an idiot, but he just made himself look an idiot.
Yeah, what I think he should have done is, like, got up, shook McGregor's hand, then got on the mic and said to him, look, I told you you were going to be number one chicken and the easiest fight in the division. And fuck you and fuck your whole team. But...
I was loving it. But I feel like with the situation, everyone's just taking the side of the person they wanted to win. Whereas I wanted McGregor to win, but if McGregor had won and he did the same thing, I would have still said he's an idiot. He should go down. Just because I wanted McGregor to win, I wouldn't have agreed with it.
Yeah.
Because you can't be doing that at the end of the day. There's kids watching.
I actually made a joke about it on Twitter, and like I had about 30, 40 people unfollow me because I was like, someone should have told Khabib what his lines were. I think he's forgot what the script was. Everyone was like, oh, you're a dick. Like, how can you just say this and this and the other? And I was like, it was a joke. Like,
everyone getting that touchy about it.
My friend watched it around my house, and he's a Conor fanboy. It's like the first event he's actually watched. And as soon as the fight had finished, he was halfway out the door as it all kicked off. Like, he was
I wanted Conor to win. That's what I mean. I was annoyed. Like, if Khabib just got up and been the way he should have and just, like, respectful, etc., now I would have been even more good. But because he did that, I was like, yes, he's going to get his belt taken off.
Exactly. And that's the thing. If he'd have got on the mic and said, when Dylan Danis and all that were in there, he said, look, I told you you were the easiest fight in the light division. I can't be beat, all this, that, and the other. You're the number one chicken. You tapped out again, all this, that, and the other. Fuck your team.
Exactly.
Like, they wouldn't have done anything because the amount of security that would have been in there. So they'd have got one out of the cage, he'd have got his belt, and they'd have been there. And then they'd have both been at the press conference, and Dana would have been like, it's a successful night. Yeah. But like,
let's move on to my fight now. People are going to think this is a podcast for UFC 229.
So yeah, have you got any more plans for another fight this year, or are you just going to take some time off? And
I think Bama have got a show December 9th, so I want to fight Ryan Curtis on that, if he's still fucking alive. I haven't heard anything about of him. He's fought like three independent fighters in the last fucking 3 years, and he's going to be UFC champ apparently.
Yeah, and Bama go to Ireland as well in December, aren't they?
Is it? I'm not too sure where it is. If it's Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Try and get on that show.
I know Anthony Taylor wants on that card as well.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he fought in the last Bama show, and he fought a guy that was called Pretty Boy as well, and he'd had a padded career. He fought a guy, he was 5-0 or 6-0, and all his opponents were 0-56. And then he fought Anthony Taylor, 6-4, and he's got a great wrestling background and everything like that, and he just went in there and beat the shit out of him for 15 minutes.
What was his record, the one with the padded one?
I think he's 5-6-0, but yeah, all his opponents were 0-56.
0-56. Flipping out, if you go on Tapology, my first two opponents would be that. That's what I mean, I don't want to be fighting people like that.
And that's the thing, obviously, if you get people like, obviously, sometimes you can pick and choose who you fight, but if you want to be the best, you're going to have to fight the best anyway, so...
Yeah, definitely.
Even if someone's...
And plus, you don't get that feeling. Like, if you beat a bum and you're proud about it, you're a bum yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can be proud of the camp and whatever, but at the end of the day, they're just independent fighters.
Like, same with that situation. You could fight someone that's 10-0 and think, oh, shit, like, I've got my hands full here, and then get in there and absolutely destroy them. Yet, you could take a guy that's 2-6 and think, oh, this might be easy work sort of thing. But because he's got that 8-fight experience, he's completely different. And something's changed in his game, and that switch is flicked, and it gives you the best fight of your life.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, I know you're busy. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And hopefully, if you fight on UKFC again, I'll be there. It's They gave me 9 days' notice to try and get this sorted. You still there? Yeah. Hopefully, I'll get to watch you soon. And yeah, if you've got any sponsors or anything you want to shout out, then fire away. Not sure if I've lost him or he's still there. You still there? Yeah, I think I've lost Alex. I'll try and get him back on. Hopefully, you can get him on. You can say sponsors and yeah. I know he's a busy guy. See if I can get him back on. Yeah, done a connection there. Yeah, so it's been a pleasure talking to you. Like I was saying, if hopefully I'll get onto the next UKFC card and I'll get to watch you fight. They gave me 9 days' notice to get this sorted. So if you've got any sponsors or anything you want to shout out.
Wait there, man. I can't hear anything you're saying. Say that again, sorry.
Yeah, I said it's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with the last couple of days of fight camp. And good luck on the night. If you've got any
Thank you
sponsors
very
or
much.
anything, then you can shout them out.
No sponsors. I'm tied down to, but just thanks to IPC and everyone I train with, Aaron, Julian, and John for getting me ready. And I'll see you Saturday.
Good stuff. Hopefully, I'll get to. I'm not going to be at this one because they only gave me 9 days' notice.
Wait there, wait there, wait there, wait there. You're interviewing every fighter. You thought I was an amateur, and you're not going to be at this one.
No. They gave me 9 days' notice, and I'd already planned on going to Colchester the week after.
All right, and maybe you beat the next one.
Yeah, I'll definitely be at the next one. So I hope
All
to
right,
see you
thank
soon.
you very much for
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye.